Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at eight lines from the top, where the Gemara begins to discuss, as we learned in our previous shir, that one of the obligations that a father has towards his son is that he has to teach him Torah. And ask the Gemara, Ad Heichon Chayev Lamas b'nai Torah. How much does a father have to teach his son Torah? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kegoyin Zvulun Badan. The Chiyuv is equivalent to what we find that Zvulun ben Dan learned from his grandfather. Shalimdai Avi Aviv, that his grandfather taught a Mikro Mishnah, Tamud Halachas V'Agadus. The Ramah Paskins in Shulchan Aruch Yeruday is Simen Reish Mem Hey Sif Dalid, that the halach is we could enforce that a father should teach his son Torah, and if he doesn't want to teach his son Torah, that he should have to pay for Rabbeim to teach his son Torah. And he continues, if the father is not in town, so Bezdin goes to his assets and uses his assets to pay for the Talmud Torah of his children. And the Tzais explains, because since this obligation is an obligation that one has a personal obligation to teach his children Torah, so since one has a personal obligation to teach his children Torah, so even though it's not per se a financial obligation, explains the Tzais that since it's a personal obligation, so Bezdin could treat it like a financial obligation. And just like by financial obligation, Bezdin could take his assets to make him pay those obligations, so too is the halacha about Talmud Torah. I saw that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains it in an interesting fashion. He says that a person's assets are a raven, are guarantors for his financial assets. So just like if a person takes on to be a guarantor for someone else, so the halacha is that we could take money from him for a loan that person took. Here too, the halacha allows us to take from his resources to pay tuition that he's obligated to pay for his child's learning. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, Lemde Mikra, if you taught your son Chumash, a Malamdei Mishnah, you're not obligated to teach him Mishnayis. V'amar Rava, and Rava explained, what is Mikra Zu Torah? So we see that the obligation doesn't go past Mikra. And as the Miri explains, that the entire obligation is that a father has to make sure that a son knows all the mitzvahs that he's obligated to perform. And if he could learn them from learning Chumash, then he has no obligation to go any further. And Rashi explains that he doesn't even have an obligation that he has to teach him Nach. And in fact, they saw that the question is, if he doesn't have to teach his son Nach, he certainly doesn't have to teach him Mishnah. So why is the Gemara focusing on the Mishnah? Why not on the Nach? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that if the Gemara would have used the words Limdei Torah, Eim Melamdei Neviim Ksuvim, he would think that you don't have to teach him, because that there's something that once somebody's proficient in Chumash, he could figure out Nach himself. And that's why the father doesn't have to teach him Nach. But Mishnayis, if somebody's proficient in Mishnayis, doesn't mean he'll be proficient in if somebody's proficient in the Chumash, so it doesn't mean he'll be able to learn Mishnayis. That's why the Gemara focused on the Mishnayis. But the Rashi's opinion is that even Nach, a father doesn't have to teach. However, I saw that the Rambam's opinion is different. The Rambam's opinion is that one does have to teach his children Nach as well. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a very interesting approach. He says Chumash, even, and goes back to an issue that we discussed in our previous year. whenever we have these mitzvahs that we're discussing in our shiurim, the question is, does a father have to do it himself, or could he hire a Rebbe? Or could he hire somebody else to do it? So suggest the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that as any mitzvah, one could do himself, it's preferable he should do it himself versus having someone else do it on his behalf. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's for Chumash. If a father has the ability to teach his child Chumash, he shouldn't hire somebody to teach him Chumash. But when it comes to Nach, the halacha is one could hire somebody to teach Nach. It's not an obligation that he has to do himself. So we see that one is obligated to teach everything, just Chumash, not everything that Zvulun ben Dan learned from his grandfather. Answers the Gemara, Kizvulun ben Dan, v'loy Kizvulun ben Dan. It's somewhat like Zvulun ben Dan, but not completely like Zvulun ben Dan. Kizvulun ben Dan, shalim de avi aviv. The Gemara is learning at this point that a grandfather has an obligation to teach his grandchildren Torah. However, but it's not exactly like it was by Zvulun ben Dan. The like Zvulun ben Dan, it's not exactly like by Zvulun ben Dan. Dilo hasam, over there, as we learned, Zvulun ben Dan's grandfather taught him Mikra v'Mishnah v'Talmud halachas v'Agadas. Here the halacha is that Mikra b'Levad, that teaching Chumash alone is sufficient. Says the Gemara, Avi Aviv Mimchayev, asked the Gemara, is that true? Is that a grandfather is obligated to teach his grandchildren Torah? But Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'lamadtem oisim es b'neichem, and we learn from them, V'loi b'nei b'neichem, that one is not obligated to teach his grandchildren Torah. I asked the Braisa itself, Omani Mekayim, how do we understand the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, V'datnal v'nechol v'nei v'necha? So we see that there is the obligation for grandfathers to teach Torah. Answers Gemara, Lo Melach, the Pasuk is teaching us, Kal Shemalamdis Benoi Torah, Malav, because if somebody teaches that his son Torah, it is reckoned, Kilalamdai Labenoi, Labenoi, Benoi, Atsav Kaladiris, that by teaching our children Torah, so we put them on the right path. And if we put them on the right path, then we are guaranteeing that they will teach their children Torah. Says the Gemara, so how do we understand this? From here we would see that one is only obligated to teach his children Torah. How do we know that one is obligated to teach his grandchildren? That your grandchildren as well. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that one has to teach even his grandchildren. So, how do we understand when the Torah uses the words b'neichem? The word b'neichem, which means your children, to teach us that b'neichem v'lev b'nei seichem. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is only on a son, not on a daughter. And as the Maral explains, that if a person learns Torah from a grandchild, then it is a higher level of Torah. Because the higher and greater person you are, the greater the person who will learn from you will be. The Makna has a very interesting approach. The Makna's approach is that as we look at generations, the generations, as anybody who is closer to Har Sinai as you're closer to Har Sinai, you're closer to Kabbalah Satayra. So your father is closer than you are to Kabbalah Satayra, and your grandfather is even closer. And therefore, there's a special point in learning Torah from a grandfather. And I'm Rabbi Shuba Levi. In fact, Kol Malamnas Ben Benai Torah, he says, Ma'alo of Akosov, somebody who teaches his grandchildren Torah, it's considered Kilkibel Mar Sinai, as if he received it from Mar Sinai. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vadatul v'nechol v'nei v'necha, v'samachle, yoyim ha-shamadatul v'nei ha-shamal kecha b'chayrv. So the halacha, as we said, is that every father has to teach his son Torah. Here we're seeing the special point of a grandfather teaching Torah. But tells us the Rambam that if a father cannot personally teach a son, he has to hire a teacher to teach his children Torah. The Igros Moshe says that one may not use Meiser money to pay for somebody to teach his son's Torah, because the obligation of Torah, the mitzvah, we can't use Meiser money for anything that we're obligated to do. And since, as we're learning now, we are personally obligated to teach our sons Torah, so we can't use Meiser money on that behalf. The Rambam also says that if one is able to teach his children Torah, then he has to do it himself, not rely on others. And in fact, Rambam says that if one could teach other people's children Torah, but if he's going to do so, he will not be able to teach his own children. He should first work on teaching to his own children rather than teaching other people's children. Of course, we're not talking in a situation where there's a panosa question, but teaching your own children Torah is so important. The Shulchan Aruch Rav makes another point. The Shulchan Aruch Rav's point is that if one needs to learn so he could grow in his own learning, so that's a reason not to teach Torah. But says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's only regarding teaching other people's Torah. If one feels that he needs first to grow in his own learning, he has a right to say, I have to grow in my own learning, and I have no time to teach other people Torah. But when it comes to his own children, the obligation of teaching one's children is so great that he should even though it's at the expense of his own learning, the halacha is that one does not have to teach, that one should not spend Torah. There's a question. Here we're learning that women are not obligated to learn Torah. So now the question is, on Shabbos, when we have Kriyas HaTorah, is there an obligation for women to hear the Kriyas HaTorah? Because there's a very fundamental discussion in the Achronim. Is the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos part of Limud HaTorah? And if that's part of Limud HaTorah, that women aren't obligated, because women aren't obligated in Limud HaTorah. But if we're going to say that the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is part of the Tefillah on Shabbos, that on Shabbos we daven, and part of the davening on Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, then women maybe would be obligated. Rav Chiya bar Abba says the Gemara Ashkecha Rav Shmuel Levi, the Shada Disnei Reishei, he would put a small covering on top of his head. On his head, it's obvious that he was in a rush. He didn't have time to put himself to cover himself properly. And he would immediately take his young children to yeshiva to learn. Amalei, so somebody asked him, Michael, hey, what's the rush? Amalei, mizutar, is it insignificant? Maidik siv, the Torah says, v'datul v'necho v'samach la'yom v'shamaratul v'nei shem l'kech b'kairiv. Here we see how important it is to teach children Torah. There's no time to waste. Says the Gemara, b'kam v'eilach, after Rav Chiya bar Abba saw what Rav Shmuel Levi did, Rav Chiya bar Abba le'tam umtza, he would not eat. They used to eat a small portion of meat in the morning. He would not eat even that small meat, says the Gemara, Adam Mikrili Nukai, until he taught his children. He reviewed what his children learned the day before in yeshiva or maisvei, and then teach them something new. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Huna, like Tom Umtza, he again would not eat anything in the morning, until he took his yeshiva to Beis HaMedrash. So I saw that the Ben Ish Chai explains that the pasuk says, "Im loy barisi yom v'layla, chukoy shemayim v'aretz loy samti." If not that Klal Yisrael learns Torah, the world would not be able to exist. So it turns out that everything that we have in this world, and that we're able to have in this world is only attributed to Limud HaTorah. So the fact that Baruch Hashem, we get panasa and we're able to eat in the morning, these people were saying, we're able to eat in the morning, but the only reason we're able to eat in the morning is because we're doing what we're supposed to do in learning and teaching Torah. But if we're not going to be learning and teaching Torah, then we have no right. Then we have no right to teach, to eat, and we have to first teach him Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra, Bishum Rav Shua ben Chananya, Madik Siv. The pasuk says, "Vishinantam levenecham, atik vishinantam ele vishilashtam." We should divide it into three. And what we learn from here is, "Lo'elam yashlish adam shnoisav." A person should divide his years, shlish b'mikra. A third of his life should be spent learning Chumash, shlish b'mishnah, learning Mishnah, the shlish b'talmud, and a third learning Gemara. So ask the Gemara immediately, miyod kamachai, does a person know how long he's going to live that he could be able to divide this up equally? Says the Gemara, le'tzricha, liyoyme. So the way Rashi explains liyoyme, that a person should spend 2 days a week learning Chumash, 2 days a week learning 2 days a week learning Chumash, 2 days a week learning Mishnah, and 2 days a week learning Gemara. And then on Shabbos, he should review what he learned all week. The Eitz Yosef explains that this is not meant for a person's entire life. What it means is that, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that at 5 we start learning Chumash, and at 10 we start learning Mishnayos, and at 15 we start learning Gemara. And that's what it means, that that formula should be applied to hearers' wealth. The Chasam Sofer explains that why should we divide in our learning into three. He says, and the Ramchal discusses as well, and we're going to be learning this later in our Shir as well. Every part of learning Torah is able to ward off the Yetzirah. So each type of learning, Chumash, Mikra, and Talmud, have each one their own qualification on how to follow or to ward off the Yetzirah. Talmud, we explained, means Gemara. And as Rashi explains, to be able to understand what it says in the Mishnayos is called Talmud. The Rambam explains that the definition of Talmud means that not everything is stated explicitly. And since not everything explained it explicitly, the ability, lahavin dover mitoich dover, to be able to understand how to compare and extrapolate, that is what the Rambam means. That is what it means when it says, that is what's meant when it says Talmud. So as we've been learning, the halacha, Rashi says that we should divide. However, Tosfos, the very maskil loitzricha, already says that our minig is not that way, but we rely on what it says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Dal Raman Aleph, where the Gemara says, why is Talmud Bavli called Talmud Bavli? Because Bolol Mikolam, that in Talmud Bavli, there is Mishnayos, and there's Chumash, and Mishnayos, and Gemara, and by learning Talmud Bavli, we're able to have the all these three lemudim that our Gemara just learned. And I saw that there are others that explain that as the world changed and it was impossible for people to spend their entire lives learning, so they learned Talmud Bavli, and by learning Talmud Bavli, we're able to do everything. The Imri Emes says that we're going to learn in our Shir today that we learn from Shenantam v'necho she divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha she mshalach adam dava al tadangdim. So we have an interesting piece. Here we're learning that v'shenantam altak v'shenantam el v'shilashtam, that we should learn these three parts of Torah. And there it says that we should, there it says we should be able to answer all questions. So explains the Emes, that's what exactly the Gemara means to say. A person who's going to spend his days learning Chumash, Mishnayos, and Gemara is the individual who's going to be able to, b'chudad m'ficha, be able to know all of his learning. I saw that the Emor Emes also says that the halacha that we're supposed to do every week, shnai mikra v'echad targum, which means that it has all three parts in it, since it has two chumash and one targum, is again to fulfill the yashlish, the three parts of our learning that we're learning now we're supposed to do. I also saw a tshuva for Yaakov Emden Zatzal in the Shas Tshuva Shelet Yavitz, Chelik Aleph Sim Pei Aleph. There's a famous question that when one is learning Gemara and he's quoting a pasuk, he's learning a pasuk from Chumash in the Gemara, the question that comes up is, should such a person learn, say the psukim with the Shem Hashem, or not say the psukim with the Shem Hashem? So the Yavit says that if our Gemara is teaching us that by learning Gemara, if the Tosfos is teaching us, by learning Gemara, we are able to fulfill the obligation of Mikra, and if we have the obligation of Mikra, obviously he says Mikra means learning with the words as they're written in the Chumash. If that's the case, he holds that when we're learning a Pasuk, we learn the Pasuk with the, we should read the Pasuk with the Shem, with Shem Hashem. The Rambam says that why don't divide our lives? So he says that this whole halacha that we're supposed to learn this way is only at the outset when one is beginning to learn. But once one has already learned, he doesn't have to focus that much on the Chumash and the Mishnayis. Says the Gemara, Lefikach nikru rishonim, the Chachamim, the earlier generations, were called Seifrim, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Mishpacha Seifrim Yoshve Yabitz. Says the Gemara, why did they have that title? Shayu Seifrim Kaloshi Shabbat Torah. They counted all the letters of the Torah. For example, Shayu Imrim Vav de Gochen, the Vav in the word Gochen, where it says Kol Hoylich Al Gochen, Chetzin Shal Oishis Shal Sefer Torah. They're the midpoint of all of the letters of the Sefer Torah. Dorash Dorash, the Pasuk says Vasira Chattis, Dorash Dorash Moshe, Chetzin Shal Tevis, is half the words. The Pasuk that says Viskaluch Vasas Nesek Lo Yigalech Shal Psukim is the half point of all the Psukim. Yechazena Yechazmena Chazim Yor is Ayin Diyar, the Ayin of that letter, Chetzin Shal Tehillim. It's the half point of all the letters in Tehillim. V'rach Michaper Oven in Tehillim, it's Chetzin the Psukim, is the half point of the Psukim. So Rashi explains that even though our Gemara just said that we're supposed to learn Chumash, Mishnayis, and Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us that there's a point to count the letters. So what's the reason of counting letters? So the Meiri explains that by learning the letters of the Torah, since every letter and every word is so rich with halacha that we learn from it, so that's why it's important to know all the letters. The Tosfos Rid explains the connection to the previous Gemara. Since in the previous Gemara, according to the simple pshat, we're learning that they spent a lot of their lives learning Chumash, and therefore the Gemara says that since they learned so much of the life learning Chumash, they were able to know all of the words of the Torah. And it seems that a Tosfos Rid's approach is that that's the way a person should learn. The Makna has the opposite understanding of this Gemara. And the Makna's understanding is that the Gemara is, because we just learned the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that we fulfill the obligation of learning Torah by learning Talmud Bavli. So what the Gemara is saying is the Doris Rishonim, that the earlier generations, that the way they learned was they learned by counting, they learned a lot of Chumash, so they were able to know all of the words and the letters, where they were, what was the midpoint, etc. However, we who don't spend our life learning Torah that way, because we spend our life learning Gemara, Bavli, so we don't know this. I saw that the Kotzker says Vav de Gechen Chuchetz Oisus of the Torah. The Torah is teaching us that a person learned half of Torah. So if a person learned half of Torah, so we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Imlmanata Torah Harbe, if you learned much Torah, Al Tachzik Toivel Anatmacha, don't consider yourself significant, Kilakach Natsarta. That's why you were brought to this world. So that's what the Torah is saying. Vav de Gochen, the Vav of the word Gochen, Gochen means a snake that crawls on the ground, is half the letters of the Torah. To teach us, you learned half the Torah, still be an individual that's Gochen. Still be an individual who keeps himself low and doesn't consider himself so important. So ask the Gemara. By Rabbi Yosef, Vav de Gochen. So now that we've identified that the Vav of Gochen is the midpoint, but the question asked the Gemara, is it Mehai Gosei or Mehai Gisa? Is it that Vav on the first half, connected to the first half or the second half? Amalei. So Abaye said, nice to Sefer Torah, why don't we bring a Sefer Torah, v'nimninu, and we'll count. Then, says the Gemara, Milay Amar Rabba Barachana, Loizozu Mishamat Sheveyu Sefer Torah, they stood there until they brought a Sefer Torah, among them, and they were able to count and identify where this Vav belongs. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said, Inu, they, Bekiyah B'chaseres V'yaseres, were experts in the proper spelling of every word of the Torah. But we, Anan Loi Bekinen, we are not such experts, so we don't actually know the proper spelling of every word of the Torah, so therefore we can't figure this out. That's why the Meiri says that if somebody's learning from a Sefer Torah and we find that a word is misspelled with an extra letter or a missing letter, we don't necessarily have to take out another Sefer Torah because we're not sure if the words in the Torah are spelled right. And that's the psak of the Ramah, that even though if we find a word misspelled in the Sefer Torah, the halacha is we don't have to take out a Sefer Torah. There are others that disagree. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba and the Rosh, and the Avni Nezer explains their position. That even though, as our Gemara is indicating, we're not experts, but we have a Kabbalah of writing the Sefer Torah. Once we have a Kabbalah of writing the Sefer Torah the way it's written, so we have to follow the Masorah that we have, even though our Gemara says it might not be accurate. The Torah, quoting his father, the Rosh, says, we know that the Minig is, the Torah says, that there's a mitzvah for everybody to write a Sefer Torah. But the Rosh says that mitzvah is not necessarily applicable b'zman hazeh. And the reason is because we learn from Sforim. But the Shagas Aryeh says just because we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, doesn't mean that we don't have the mitzvah. But the Shagas Aryeh says it could be that the pshat in the Rosh is, because the Rosh is saying that since our Gemara said that we're not certain in the proper spelling of the Sefer Torah, so when somebody's writing Sefer Torah, it maybe is not being written properly anyway. So if it's not being written properly anyway, maybe we're better off fulfilling the mitzvah with buying other svarim. In fact, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva says one of the reasons we don't make a bracha when we write a Sefer Torah, we give a Sefer Torah, even though, as we just said, it's a mitzvah, says the Chasam Sofer, because since our Gemara just taught us that we're not certain about the proper spelling of the words in the Sefer Torah, so you can't make a bracha if you're not certain that the words are being properly spelled anyway. By Rabbi Yosef, Vizgalach. We said earlier that the Pasuk Vizgalach is half of the Pesukim of the Torah. So ask the Gemara again, Mahai Gisa or Mahai Gisa? How do we understand it? Is it on the first half or in the second half? Amalei, Baya, Pesukim Mais Le'ayis Yim Namnu. Why don't we bring a Sefer Torah and count the Pesukim? Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef told him, "B'psukin namle b'kinen." We're not even sure about the proper psukim. The Chas Rav Akiva ba'ada, Omer b'marav and etzisro. There's a pasuk that we have in our chumash as one pasuk, and they in etzisro paskal alahai krala klasa psuki. They divided this pasuk into three separate psukim. The pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem al Moshe hina enochi ba'alech ba'ava non." That's one pasuk by them. Bava Yishma Badabri Imafakam Bechin Bicho Yaminu Loyalam is a second pasuk, and the Yagid Moshe Stivrei Amal Hashem is a third pasuk. So we see that what we have as one pasuk, they have as one pasuk. And in fact, the Meshech Chachma at the end of Parsha Zoyis Abracha says that's why the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis teaches us that we finish all Chamishi Chumshe Torah in 1 year, and on Simchas Torah is when we complete the reading of the Chamishi Chumshe Torah. But says the Meshech Chachma, the Gemara over there says that they did it every 3 years. The reason that they did it every 3 years is because they had so many more psukim. But says the Meshech Chachma that even though they finished the Torah only every 3 years, every year they had a Yontif on Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, and that they read Parshas, and that they read Parshas Zohar on Simchas Torah. I actually saw a very interesting pshat that the halacha is that one should check their mezuzahs every 3.5 years. And the reason for checking mezuzahs every 3.5 years is connected, just like we finished the Sefer Torah every 3.5 years and at the stroll, they would check the mezuzah every 3.5 years. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Chameshis alofim v'shmoyna meis v'shmoyna v'shmoyna psukim have a psukim Sefer Torah. 5,888 psukim are in a Sefer Torah. Yasef alav Tilim. Tilim has 8 more psukim than the Chumash. Chosim and a Divrei Yomim. And Divrei Yomim has 6 psukim less. Tana Rabbanan recorded this Gemara early in our shir. The pasuk says, v'shinantam. From here we learn, shei Divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. We have to have the Torah on the tip of our tongues to teach us. Shem shalcha adam dover. If somebody asks you a question, al tagangim v'taym aloy, don't hesitate. Ela em aloy miyad, immediately be able to answer. Shneema, as the pasuk says regarding the Torah, em al chachma choisiat. Just like you're certain who your sister is, so too should you be certain in all of the Divrei Torah. V'amar, and the pasuk says, Koshrei malatz b'asecha, tie them to your finger, kasa aluach lebecha, the Torah should be with you all the time. V'amar, kechitzim b'yad ha'gibar kein b'nei nurim, v'amar, chitzi gibar shnunim, v'amar, chitzecha shnunim, amim tachta yiplu, v'amar, asher agevah shamil es aspasha mehem, lo yevoshu kidavis arm b'shar. All of these psukim are here to teach us that we should be familiar with all of the halachas. And as the Sefer O Yisrael explains, and Rabbi Aaron explains this, that there are two elements to our obligation in learning Torah. One obligation is that we should know all of the Torah, and besides that we should know all of the Torah, we should understand everything that it says in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Mai es Oyvim Bishar. How do we understand the pasuk of Oyvim Bishar? Amr of Chibar, Abba, Fila, Ava, Benoi, even a father and a son. Harava, Talmidoi, a Rebbe and his Talmud, Oyskim, Betoyra, Bisharachad, that they learn Torah together. The Nasim, Oyvazev, Zeh, in the heat of learning Torah, sometimes they get very excited and start disagreeing. Ainan, Zazim, Misham, they don't leave. At Shinasim, Oyam, Zazah, until they ultimately are best friends. Shinemar, as Vahe, Besufa, El Tikri, Besufa, El Besoif, at the end, there's a Hava. And that's why I saw that the Mepharshim explained that Divrei Torah, that people who learn Torah are called Chaverim. Why are they called Chaverim? Because they're the true friends. Through learning Torah, we ultimately become friends. And that's, I saw that the Ksav Sofer in Parshas B'Kukosai says, V'nosati Sholem Baretz, that when people act appropriately, the Torah guarantees us the Nesatei Shalom Ba'aretz. What does that mean? Because how what does it mean that people are acting properly? So he says the definition of people acting properly are people who are learning Torah. And we just learned that when people are learning Torah, that's when you have, as Vahe Besufa, you have a Hav at the end. And I actually saw that there are many Mefarshim, Ramosha writes this in the Child's Chuvas Igris Moshe, Yerideya, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Yud. He wrote this to people, a letter to people who were participating in a Siyam Ashas on Daf Yomi. And he says, from here we see our Gemara teaches us, as we just quoted from Rabbi Aaron, the Or Yisrael, the importance of learning Daf Yomi. Because as we learned, what does the Torah require from us when it speaks about Vishnamtan Levanecha? So as we learned, there are two elements, knowing Torah and understanding Torah. And Ramosha writes that those who are fortunate enough to Baruch Hashem learn the Daf Yomi on a regular basis are the people who will be Baruch Hashem able to have both of these elements. They learn much of Torah, and besides that they learn much of Torah, they're also able to understand a lot of the Torah. Torah Baran, V'samtam, as Tvara Eila, says the Gemara, Samtam, Nimshlo Torah Kasam Chaim. The Torah is compared to a medicine that gives us life. Moshal Adam Shikis Benoi B'makah G'doyla. Somebody hit his son, Rechman Son. V'nichloi R'tiyah Makosoi. He put a band-aid, some sort of medication on the wound. V'amaloi. B'ni, Kozman Shah R'tiyah Makoscha. As long as you wear this medication, you could eat whatever you want, and you could drink whatever you want, and you could wash both in warm water and cold water, and you have nothing to worry about. However, if you will remove it, it can become infected. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, B'ni, B'rasu Yetzirah, I have created the Yetzirah, or Barasli Torah Tavlin, but the Torah is the antidote to the Yetzirah. Im Atam Oisk Matorah, if you learn Torah, Ein Atam Nasar B'yodah, you have nothing to worry about. Shnema Hamloim Tetev, says, if you behave properly, says, you will be able to withstand anything. However, Vim Ein Atam Oisk Matorah, if you don't learn Torah, Atam Nimsar B'yodah, you will fall into the hand of Yetzirah. Shnema Lepesa Chatas Roivitz. V'leoid, somebody who falls into the hands of Yetzirah, says the Gemara, Komasoi Umatnabacha, he will be completely consumed with you. Shnemar V'lachat Shukasoi. V'mataroitza, but if you want to learn Torah, Ata Moshaba, you could rule over the Yetzirah. Shnemar V'atam Timshaba. So Rashi explains, what does it mean when it says Sam Tam? It means it's a complete refuah. The many times, as the Inyan Yaakov explains, we take a medicine, but a medicine doesn't heal all of our medical issues. Or sometimes a medicine is good for one thing, but it's not good for something else. But here explains Rashi that the medicine is a medicine that completely, Torah is that type that completely helps us, and of course there are no bad side effects. And the Miri goes on to explain that if somebody even has different issues and he has bad midas when he's done something, so too is the power of Torah. The Torah has this power that it is able to make us completely well. It says, so I saw that the Slonim Rebbe Zatzal explains that what does the Gemara mean when it says Barosli Yetzirah, Barosli Torah Tavlin? So he explains what the Gemara means to say here is that we have to learn Torah in a similar way that the Yetzirah operates. Just like the Yetzirah is all-consuming and he doesn't stop, so too does our Torah. If we want that the Torah should be able to prevail over us, it has to be all-consuming. I saw that. So why, I saw the Mefarshim ask, do we need a Yetzirah? We now have a Torah. Why not have why not just not have a Yetzara? We won't need, we won't have any problems. So the Mefarshim explain that the power of Torah and the power of learning Torah is so essential to our life that we have to have Torah. But if there wasn't a Yetzara that we needed to overcome, then the halacha is that nobody would really feel the need to learn. Then so too Torah. So I saw that the Bava Rebbe explains that when it comes to spice, you don't have to have a lot of spice in your food to make it tasty. On the contrary, the halacha is, the reality is that if you put in too much spice, your food won't taste good. What we're learning from here is that as soon as a person starts to learn Torah, even though he hasn't yet developed completely in his learning, that's the power of the Torah that it could quench the Yetzirah. And I saw that what we know spice takes something that isn't good and makes it good. So too, even a person that isn't so great, just a little Torah makes him already great. Another pshat that I saw that the Bava Rebbe said, that what we're learning from here is that as much as a person learns, that's as much as the Yetzer tries to stop him from learning. And that's why the person has to constantly learn. Because if he isn't constantly learning, then the Yetzirah will get the better of him. Tarabanan, Kashi Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is considered tough. Shafila Yotzer Karirah. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the Yetzirah, called the Yetzirah bad. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yetzirah Leva Adam Ram Minaura. So the Ein Yaakov explains that what's the connection here? So he says that the connection between these pieces of Gemara are that we just learned about the Yetzer, we just learned about Torah. Says the Gemara that we would think just open up a Sefer and you don't have to worry about the Yetzer. So it teaches us the Gemara that the Yetzer is a very tough opponent. And since the Yetzer is a very tough opponent, a little learning would not be sufficient. Amar Yitzchak Yitzchak Shal Adam Meschadah Shalom B'Kol Yoyim. The Yetzirah comes up with new ways of tripping us up every day. Shneimar Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim. Every day, the Yetzirah starts up with us. V'Amar Rav Shimon Meir Levi Yitzchak Shal Adam Meschadah Shalom B'Kol Yoyim. Mevakish Hamisoi. The Yetzirah wants to make us fall every day. Shneimar Soifer Rosh L'Tzadik Mevakish L'Hamisoi. The Malach Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozroi, if not that Kadosh Baruch Hu helped us, and Yochaloi Shneimar Alekim Lo Yizvena Biyodei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us fall. So asks the Brikas Avram, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu helps us and we have this great Siyat Dishmai against the Yetzirah, how can we see that people fall into the hands of Yetzirah? And so he answers that what the Yetzirah does is they causes that a person should be arrogant. And a person who's arrogant, the Gemara says, Ein nimzach the soita, daf heyom and aleph, Ein aniv hu yecholim lader. I can't coexist with a person who's a Yetzirah, and who has a gaiva. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch, we need to have the Torah, because otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch is not necessarily with us. I saw that, of course, the Mefarshim asked the question, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a Yetzirah? So the Mefarshim give a mashal. There was somebody who owned this wonderful home, and home was open for everybody that could come and eat and drink. But the one thing that the person who had this home wanted, that everybody should recognize that this is what he's doing on behalf of all the people. So the Yetzirah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most generous in the way he created the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should recognize that what he created in the world. And if the Yetz, and if the Yetzer Hara, his job is tries that we should not recognize what's in the world. And therefore, every day he comes up with new ways that we shouldn't recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and we have to beat that. Tana Bei Rabbi Shmuel continues the Gemara in Pogelach B'ni. In Pogelach B'nuvel Zeh, if the Yetzer Hara, who the Gemara is calling a manuvel, and Rashi explains that, why is he called a manuvel? Because he keeps on wanting to trip us up to do Averis. Somebody who keeps us tripping up to do Averis is a manuvel. Meshchel Beis Medrash, pull him to the Beis Medrash. Ebenhu, if he's a stone, nimuch, he will melt like water destroys the stone as it drips on it. And Bazelhu, if he's like steel, mespoitzitz, he will collapse. Shnema, haloi, koi, dvari, eish, num Hashem, uk, fatish, feitzitzela. Im evenhu nimach, shnema, hoi, kotzome, luchulamayim, ve oimer, avonim, shachakumayim. So the Gemara is teaching us that the way to beat the Yetzer Hara is by going to Beis HaMedrash. Why is he called a manuvel? Because what he does is he takes what should be obvious to us, the way to live, and he turns it all around. That's why he's called a manuvel. But the Kotzke says, in Pagachu manuvel zeh meshchel Beis HaMedrash. So he used to ask, why would we want to take the Yetzirah into the Beis HaMedrash? So he explains, because even in the Beis HaMedrash, we find the Yetzirah. Some say the way that happens is because the Yetzirah tries to make us arrogant, and that, of course, somebody sitting and learning, he says, you're so great. Another way that the Yetzirah tries to get us to do the wrong thing is that what we think, what's really in Aveira, the Yetzer Hara tells us that is a mitzvah. So what the Gemara is telling us is that a person should go to the Beis HaMedrash, and in the Beis HaMedrash, we will learn what is truly right and what is truly wrong. I saw that the Chiddush Ram explains the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Chaf Ches Amen Aleph tells us Harav Gamliel did not allow anybody into the Beis Medrash. He said only somebody who's Toichai Kabaroi could be in the Beis Medrash. And then, when he was removed from the Nesias, they let everybody in. And Rav Gamliel was upset. And the Chiddush HaRim asks, why was he upset? What he did was based on a very fair thinking that only somebody who's sincere belongs in the Beis Medrash. So says the Chiddush HaRim that Rav Gamliel realized that by somebody, as the Gemara here says, that if somebody lives, what happens when somebody goes into Beis Medrash? When somebody goes into Beis Medrash, she becomes a different person. And therefore, Rav Gamliel said, that I should have expected. Another pshat that I saw when the Gemara says, Meshchel Beis Medrash, to take him to the Beis Medrash, what we should do is that the Yetzer Hara, of course, we recognize, represents bad midas. But sometimes those midas that we consider as unfavorable, that they are really to be used. L'shem Shemayim. If somebody gets angry, of course getting angry is inappropriate, but using it for L'shem Shemayim is appropriate. If somebody is stingy, but he doesn't waste his money on foolish things, then it's something that's positive. Take the Beis HaMedrash, take this Yetzer Hara and bring him into the Beis HaMedrash, and take all of the midas with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us, and use some of those midas l'shem Shemayim. Eating, we should use it for Sudas Mitzvah, etc. So we learned in our previous year, that a father has an obligation, let's see, Ishai, to marry off a son. Ask the Rama Nolan, the Ksiv, Chu Noshim, V'lid U'Banim U'Banos, V'chu L'B'neichem Noshim, V'sb'neseichem Tunu L'Noshim. That we have an obligation to marry off our children. Bishlam B'Noi, says the Gemara, B'Yadai, one could help his son look for a Shidduch. Al-Bitai, B'Yadai, the chasen comes to the kala. Says the Gemara, what the Torah means to tell us is nitla midi, give her the means, levashev and nachasya, put on nice clothing, etc. Kehecha the kavtzal inchi, the men should want to marry her. Lalamda umnus. So we learned that a father has to teach a child a profession. Nolan amachiski da makra ruchaim imisha asher hafta imisha mamish. He, if it's talking about a wife, we learn shem shechayv leisi isha. Just like we learned that a father has to marry off a son, kaf chayv lamde umnus. He has to teach him a profession. Vim tairahi, and if it's referring to taira, we learn from here kishem shechayv lamde taira. Just like you have to teach a child taira, so too you have to learn, you have to teach him umnis, you have to teach him a profession. V'yesham af l'shita benar, says the Gemara, my tama chiyusihi. And as I saw, the what, how does somebody swim? Somebody swims with his head kept above the water. What the Gemara is teaching us here is that a person goes through life, but he always has to keep his head above water, not fall into the trap of different things that happen in life. Whoever doesn't teach his child Torah is teaching him to steal. Ask the Gemara, Listus, why is he stealing? It's as if, because if he doesn't have panosa, he may start doing the wrong thing. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the machlokes of Yehuda and Tanakama? They both agree that you have to teach your son a profession. Says the Gemara, Ike benai de agrame iska, that he taught him how to do business. According to the Tanakama, that is enough. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to teach him a profession. Because if you're only going to teach him business, then there's a concern that there's going to be a time that his business is not doing well, and the repercussions may be very significant. Says the Gemara, Kamitzus Aben, Kamitzus Aval Aben. What does that mean? Asked the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah. Ilay Mekol Mitzvah Demechayv Abel Meved Lebrei. Doesn't mean that everything that a father has to do for his son, Noshim Chayovis, women have to do for their sons. But ask the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned not like that. Because we learned Chav Chayv Bebnoi Lemol Lefoysoi. And we learned Ovevin that only the father has the obligation, Imaloi. So the Gemara, Amri Buda Hachkama. Kamitzus Av Metelus Aben Lassus Loviv. Anything that a son has to do for his father, Echad Anoshim and Echad Anoshim Chayovim, both men and women are obligated. Says the Gemara, Tanina Lahad Tar Rabbanan, we are learning here what the Braisa teaches us. The Pasuk says, Ish Imoy Vaviv Tiro, Eli Eli Ish, that maybe only a son has this obligation. Ish Minayim, how do we know that a daughter has this obligation as well? Shema Tiro, Harei Kan Shnayim, both sons and daughter. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, im kemat tamaloyme ish, why did the Torah single out the man? Says the Gemara, because ish sipik b'yad alasas. A son has the ability. The isha ain't sipik b'yad alasas. A wife can't always do this. She has to care for her husband. Amrav idi bar oven amrav nisgarsha. And therefore, if she's divorced, so then the situation changes, and shneim shavim, they're both equivalent in their obligation. The Torah connects the obligation of kibbut of aim to covet shemayim. Nemar ish imay vavav tiro. The nemar sashem al kecha tira v'oisus savid. Hishva kosev myris av aim l'myris amokim. That the fear we have to have for our parents is comparable to the fear that we have to have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nemar mekala avav imay myshumas. The nemar ish ish ki kalav elokov v'nasa chetoy. Hishva kosev brikas av aim l'brikas amokim. The way we speak about Hashem and our parents should be saying. Abba Ka, when it speaks about hitting, Vadi Efshar. That we can't compare because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a human being. It says the Gemara v'kein b'din, and it's most appropriate that they should be treated in the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our parents are all equal partners in our creation and our existence.